Hello, and welcome to Before the Final Rose. This is the podcast where we are talking about all things Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, and that's it. That's all we've talked and listen to your heart, but that's never coming back. So
it will come back. They just can't do it because it requires a live audience. It was so popular.
No, stop.
It'll come back once COVID's gone next year.
I'm laughing because it's already gone, Jasmine.
Oh yeah, I forgot. It's completely gone. You're right.
Yeah, the pandemic's over.
Yeah, didn't you know? Haven't you read all the headlines?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Due to this being a pandemic season, I'm still shocked that they even went somewhere else at all. Period.
Me too.
But it
is kind of crazy, but they must have found some good way to, I mean, everything they've done in Minneapolis has been very, you know,
isolated.
Yeah, very secluded. So I guess
I feel like they had a private plane too.
They must have.
Yeah.
So yeah, but kind of cool. It's like, okay.
Yeah. They're like, but now you have to stay here in Minneapolis.
Right. And we're also going to fly your family here. But
I wonder if they had the other people's families like waiting in the wings.
They probably, honestly, I bet they flew them to Minneapolis two weeks early.
Mm-hmm.
So that they catch a quarantine 2 weeks in Minneapolis.
And then they found out if their son made it or not.
Shit. Absolute shit.
Who knows?
Actually, who knows? All the deep dealings of the producers, will never know.
Because it's also shady.
Remember the beginning of the season when some dude brought a list about how to act on the show? That happened this season.
You remember when one of the dudes straight up lied to Michelle and told her that everyone was talking about her?
Yeah.
And so that made her mad at everyone? That happened.
And oh, yet, by the somehow, way, she's down to a final four of like decent dudes, even though
decent
this is a whole season of shitheads.
But she's like, I found the four that aren't. Yes. Jasmine, that's who you are.
Who?
Speaking of shitheads, you are Jasmine.
Oh, and cute, I am segue butthole. Jordan has a butthole. I've seen it. It's
Jasmine,
dirty.
I told you not to tell
Don't
people.
Wipe good enough.
No, that's not true.
Just kidding. It's like fucking shaved and beautiful. Not bleached, but like, you know, there's nothing. There's no hair. No one laughs at it. Why would I say that? Let's move on.
Anyway, so we're doing hometowns. I was so bored during this episode. I mean, I had fun because I was a little stoned watching it, but mostly
I should have been
really bored.
I should have been stoned.
Have to watch it for these last few. I think that's how you need to watch it.
Yeah.
But so the first date is Brandon, and we meet his mom, his dad.
His brother,
blew off the Navy. We love a deserter. Please don't join. Don't go back,
Noah.
No.
We don't need to have a military force like that. Don't be a part of the problem.
No.
If not enough people want to be in the army.
Wait, it doesn't stop. Exactly.
But maybe we can get their budget by just not going to be in the army.
Yeah, we can all just move to Canada and be draft dodgers.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
What would you do if you got drafted? Not that that's ever a thing we'd have to worry about because, you know, I'm never going to pass their physical.
That's also true. My eyes are so bad. I will never be admitted into the army.
Everything about me does not make the army's cut.
I don't know. I would be so upset. I don't know what I would do. Because I've never even had to fathom the idea of doing that.
Well, on that big downer of a note.
Sorry. Let's talk about this big, mushy, gushy, boring episode where everybody loves Michelle and her families all love it. Blah.
I know. There was no controversy. How boring.
What is there to say about Brandon?
Brandon took Michelle skating and can't skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if those are just those shots of him doing a bad job or if he really was bad the whole time.
Yeah. It's like, is it really Michelle always just constantly sinking three-pointers, or do they just keep showing the shots of her sinking the three-pointers?
Movie magic, baby.
You're right.
We'll never know.
No, this show is so edited and unedited and raw and real. Nothing about this is forced raw. Or contrived.
This date was raw. This date was Tony Hawk, baby.
Well, I honestly don't remember anything about meeting Brandon's family. Other than it went well. Was there anything of note?
He asked, that was last week that he asked her Michelle's parents for their blessing. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, Michelle was like, oh, I feel like you and my dad would get along. She asked his dad about fishing. That's all I remember. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, yeah, we really like her.
I'm like, duh, you're a human being. Of course you like Michelle. And then Brandon dropped the I'm falling in love with you bomb.
And she said it back.
She did. She did. Which is like.
This also, is where I'm intrigued because she did not say it back to anyone else.
I know. This is also. I tell you, I was shook, not to jump forward a little too much, but like when his name was called first at the rose ceremony and then Nate's was called second, I was like, you're really going to make Joe sweat? Joe?
Dude, because I thought they put Nate last because of what happens later. But we'll get to that when we get to that. But she clearly likes Brandon a lot more than I'm realizing.
Yeah. Are you about to have an upset here? Because I've been saying for like this entire time, final two, Nate and Joe.
We might have an upset, baby. Also, I would like to. What? What's so funny?
I would just be so surprised.
Oh, I know. I would like to congratulate you because you still have three of your top four from a couple weeks ago, while I only have two. So,
thank you. I think this is what often happens. I think I do end up having more people in my final four.
I won once. I think I did okay.
No, you always do okay. I just do a little better.
Well, I didn't write. I forgot what the original ones we guessed were, but I think my ones were better. I think I have a better first instinct, and you have a better instinct later in the game.
So, would you also make a better bachelorette?
Someone go do the research for us. We don't care.
Okay, so next date is with Rodney, and they
go apple picking. How fun! You know, it sounds like a great date. Labor? No thanks.
Have you ever been apple picking?
No, I don't want to. Picking apples?
It's delightful.
Is it?
It really is.
Is it?
It is. Part about it is you eat the apple and you're like, I know where this came from because I picked it with my own hands. And they give you a bag and you're like, just fill it up or as much apples as you want for like $12. And you roam around in the beautiful orchard. It was actually very nice.
Did you fall in love?
With myself, yeah.
What type of apples were? Where was this? What type of apples were they?
In Connecticut, and I don't remember.
Oh, it was just this recent trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that was nice. But they did that. The other thing is that we meet Rodney's family, which is they're all nice and great because Rodney's nice and great, and
his mom was a little jokester. She was cute.
So is he. He's nice. She said that Rodney could be her best friend. And when she said that, that's how I was like, oh, Rodney is going home this week.
Yeah.
He's more of a friend.
He's my best friend. I always have a lot of fun. He always makes me smile.
Kiss of death.
Mm-hmm. I really feel like, oh God, that she went on this real long ramble with his mom. Where I was just like, oh, he's so not getting picked. Where, God, I don't remember what she said. But she was just like, yeah, well, in the group settings, like, he always, you know, tries to find a moment. And I don't know what she said exactly, but it was just this long, long thing where I was like, she's like, what makes my son unique? And she had to, like,
really dig for it. Yeah.
But she's always very honest, and I respect her for that.
True. The other thing that I've noticed about this episode is that a big thing that Michelle talked about is that she talked about with Rodney too on their one-on-one is that she actually would like to be with somebody who understands her experience of like being a Black woman in America, being biracial. And I think all of these men are also
literally biracial. White mamas across the board, baby.
Yeah. Just like Michelle. Yep. I was like, wow. Like, I was like, you said,
you have a type. Just kidding.
No.
No.
But I was just like, but also how cool too to like.
Well, and I've said this before. I just love seeing interracial couple representation on TV because,
you know. That could be you someday.
No, we're not. My partner on TV? No, no. That would never happen.
Yeah.
However, it is just like, you know, I can't do math, but X amount of years ago, it was illegal. Straight up illegal for people of different races to marry each other. And so it's just lovely to see that representation. And how much all these mamas just love their kids. Also, it was, I don't want to like stereotype these mamas, but they were very similar. Like every single relationship, it was like quiet dad, talkative mama.
Quiet dad,
talkative mama.
Oh my God.
There's another talkative mama.
I can't wait to talk about Joe's because it was so funny. The other thing I kind of made a joke because Rodney's mom is like, he's more like my best friend. And I was like, that kind of tracks. And she said, there's only room for, and she's like, Rodney's only ever going to love one person like that. And I was like, is it you? Is it you, mom? Is that what you're implying?
Listen, his mama looked like she could beat the shit out of me. So I'm not going to challenge it.
It's true. I would never, but yeah, Rodney also, I think, was like, I'm falling in love with you. And she said, I love every version of the person's feelings that you are showing me. She said something skirty around it.
And she was very like, I don't want my son's heart to get broke. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Better do it now rather than, she's going to do it.
Better now rather than later.
Exactly. And the other thing that, I watch this with a friend who doesn't watch the show that much. And like, she'll only watch it with me every once in a while. And it's always fun for me to watch it with other people who aren't as like in jaded it. And in it. And like, just like rolling my eyes, like, ugh, been here, seen this. Cause like for her watching Hometowns, like she was watching and she's like, oh, this is really sweet. Like
it's a script.
I was like, it's technically not a script, but they are told what to say.
It's kind of a script. And this is just an IKEA set. But yes, very sweet. It's we all formula. Agree.
I know. And like, here's the thing. The reason we keep watching it is because we want it to be real.
And we want to see the breaks in the formula.
Yeah.
People that break through and say no. Like Rachel's dad.
Exactly. Yeah. A king. We're not really going to see that this season, I don't think. No.
But that's okay. Drama.
Listen, Michelle deserves it. You know what I mean? She did. So.
Unlike.
And we all are. I mean, it's not that Katie didn't it, but she didn't deserve it. But I think Katie's season gave us enough of the. There's a lot happening there.
There's a lot going on there. She's not a snake. I don't know.
She's living her life.
Do you, babes?
Her and Blake broke up, and I can't believe it.
Can't believe. Oh my God, I cannot believe it. Also, Tayshia and Zach are going to talk about their breakup.
Oh, geez.
On the Mintel All tonight. Tomorrow night. So that'll be something. I saw a teaser clip and it looked very like rehearsed, but.
Oh, geez. Poor Tayshia. She's just there to be a host. Come on.
I know, but they're like her talk about it on TV, which is gross.
It's gross. Let's take a quick break.
Let's do that. My brain. Where's my brain? Yeah. Gotta go find it. I'll be back. I'm gonna go see the Wizard of Oz.
Great. Okay. Great. Okay.
Bye. On this episode of MTV's Cribs, we are visiting Nate's house.
Joe's house.
Joe's house. Wait, Joe's house is first. Joe's house, what's up? We are back and we're rolling. Oh my God. Speaking of the 2000s, I went to freaking Target today.
Hell yeah, you did.
The stuff that is making a comeback. No. Why is it here? So you know like that cheap felty material that like you look like would look like it's like Halloween stuff? They had like mini dresses with like ruching made out of that cheap felty material.
Oh.
And like little mini skirts and stuff.
Oh no.
And then there was like a kind of velvet like, yeah. And I just looked at it and I was like, no, 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 no. And then I saw something low rise and I was like, no, no, no. I
thought
we were done with that. And then I also saw these like kind of velvet pants and I was like, ooh, like big baggy flowy velvet pants. And then I realized they were freaking flares. And I was like, no. I do not.
I do not.
Did you buy flares?
I have two pairs.
Go away. Go home. You're done.
High-waisted bell bottoms.
No.
One is a black pair of jeans. And I've been dying for a pair. Give me like a picture.
I have to know if these actually look good because I'm so angry.
I look incredible.
Flares? What shoe do you wear with your flares?
My yellow boots. Or my heeled shoe, like a heel, a chunky boot heel. Like this.
No. You wear skinny jeans tucked into those.
No.
Wait.
I don't wear skinny jeans anymore. That's a lie. I have a pair, but the only reason I wear this is because I got them for free.
Okay, I'm offended personally. We were supposed to let flare really jeans good. Die.
No, I wanted them back.
We were supposed to let them die. You know what's next? You want your flares? Well, you know what's next? We're going to get low rise back.
I will never do that ever again. I'm an adult. Me? I don't wear low rise jeans.
There's no way I will. But that's what you're asking for with tempting people with these flares.
Flares have been around since like the 70s.
Bell bottoms and flares are different.
Oh, I don't have flares. I have bell bottoms.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good.
Okay, so Joe's date.
Anyways, but yeah, no, go into a Target. You'll see what I'm talking about. There's all sorts of 2000s fashion coming back that I'm like, just die. Why are you here? Why are you here? Go away.
What's gonna be? Oh my God. You know what? I hope never comes back. Wearing four t-shirts for the layering effect.
Oh my God. Please.
Tank top. T-shirt.
Camis. Look at these lace camis. Lace camis.
Hilarious.
Just like four shirts, so you just have stripes of different colors and laces.
Yes. I did that twice, and then I was like, oh, I am not rail thin. This does not work for me.
I didn't have enough shirts to make that work. But I could do two, and boy did I abuse that lace cami. It went underneath everything. I had a pink one, a white one, and a black one. And they went under everything sophomore year, yo. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo.
Okay, Joe's date. Joe's date. Well, basically, Joe is from where Michelle's from. So he's like, this is my high school where I went.
Right. And he's like, that goes a good date. I think I'll copy it.
Yeah. And honestly, it is the fact that I guess Minneapolis is a big city.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, they have all this parallel and like she knew about his high school, like that'd be like if somebody was like, oh yeah, let me show you my high school, Sentinel, you know,
right? And you're like, what?
I'm like, I knew about this high school.
You're like, I've been here, thank you. I've won games here.
I did thank a choir you. Day here.
I've been here multiple times. I knew your teachers. I did my
referee training there. Okay.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's
referee training. Are you a referee?
Yeah, for soccer when I was in high school.
Why
I
did soccer? It. Did you play soccer?
I played soccer until I was 12, and then I quit because I hate running.
Dude, same.
It was a thing. My parents were like, "Do this," and I was like, "Okay."
You're like, I'm gonna get paid for it. I can soccer.
Yep, I did one game and I was like, I hate this. Anyway,
anyway. My mom found a volleyball from high school and she texted a picture of it to me and was like, is this yours? Which is a dumb question because my sister didn't play volleyball. And then I was like, and I was like, yeah. And she's like, do you want me to keep it or throw it away? And I was like, keep it. It was like signature. It said seniors 2011. It had all the signatures. I'm like, keep it.
Oh.
And then she was like, okay, pathetic hoarder. And I'm like, it's the only proof I have that I ever did sports. Okay.
Jasmine, I have to tell you something.
What?
I didn't know until this moment that you played volleyball until your senior year of high school. Actually, that's a lie. I did not know you played volleyball.
There you go. See, and if I don't have that, now I'm gonna put it in my living room so that people know that I have done a sport.
Put it in like a glass case on display, like people do.
She's autistic and athletic.
Artistic.
I was team captain, babe.
Jasmine, I had
on my
no
team
idea.
Of 11. There was not a lot of choices. I was a co-team captain also, so
oh
not
my
even.
God.
I wasn't good. I served underhand for most of my volleyball career.
Oh my god!
You played volleyball. I know that because I pay attention.
I did not play volleyball. That would be Taylor.
It was a 50-50 chance. It was a 50-50 chance.
I was on dance team. Okay.
Well, no, no,
I
you were on dance team. So that left no time for the sports.
You don't know what the captain structure was for our dance team. There was the head captain. And then there were the two co-captains. So the head captain was picked by the coach. And then the co-captains were voted for by the rest of the team, which was me
so
and this other girl. Mm-hmm.
Because one's like, this is coach favorite. And the other one's someone actually people respect.
No, the other one was respected too. It was a weird thing. It was a very, no, she, believe me, I had no business being a captain. I did not care enough. I was like, okay. It was just because we were the three seniors. No, there was a fourth senior. Just kidding. But
see,
anyway.
So that girl got shafted.
Anyway, Joe's date. Sorry, high school, bringing back all these memories.
Memories.
Again, he takes her to prom. There's a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. My favorite part about Joe's date. Yes, very cute. Boring but cute. And that my favorite part about Joe's date was when we meet his family and his brother's wife said, the what's their last name, the Conrad men or
no, quiet Conrad,
are very quiet when they're nervous. Yeah, these men are very quiet when they get nervous, so I bet that's gonna be a quiet talk out on the porch when like Joe and his dad go and sit on the porch.
It was so funny.
I was like,
his dad's just like
thing.
Mm-hmm. What did he say? He said one thing. Joe replied,
you look
and he's
like a good couple.
And then he's like, do you need to say anything else? Are we done here? And they're like, yep. Like, yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep. And mm-hmm. I was just like, man, he did not get the I love you, Nate moment. It was just like, I don't want to be here, Joe. I don't want to be on fucking TV. Why are you doing this? For the love of God.
Because
he's in love with a stripper. She's not a stripper. She's a teacher.
I know.
But
the teacher.
What do you think, Joe? Mr. Joe is just so quiet. He just doesn't talk a lot. Do you think he's expressed himself enough?
I think so.
Has he been vulnerable enough to show his emotions?
That's what's hard about it. I think the two men that Michelle likes the most are the ones that have been the least expressive.
Brandon has been very expressive.
Very expressive. In Nate's defense, this is his first time, I think, ever being in love. So he just doesn't know how to do it.
Which is crazy.
Because seems like an incredible guy. Also watching this, though, I was like, wait, am I Nate? I am, right?
Never
talks to his parents about romance. Never been in love. Doesn't know how to say I love you. That's me, right?
You've been in love.
No, I haven't.
Little.
I've had feelings, but I've never been in love.
Yeah. I guess true love isn't love until it's like fully reciprocated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's where I keep thought. That's
you brought dudes home though.
To meet your parents? No.
None?
I mean, I brought my friend Matan home, but it was only ever, this is my friend Matan.
Okay.
He was not introduced to my parents as like, this is the person that I'm in love with who might like me back, but we're just friends.
Okay. So maybe you are Nate. I take it back, but you don't have nearly as well manicured facial hair.
I know. I'm really bad at maintaining mine. It's all over the place.
It's wild. Wet and wild.
Yeah. Again, nothing interesting happened with Joe's family. They all loved her. She likes Joe. Great. And then we get to Nate, and I was like, oh, this is when the family drama is going to happen.
When his sister-in-law was like, well, we live pretty close to each other, so we'll definitely see her at the grocery store. Hope this works out. I was like, she was funny. She was fun.
She was good. I like the sister too. She was like, I know what the men of this family are like. They are.
Right. Yeah. Silent. His brother, I don't think said a word.
Nope.
Don't remember him saying anything. He smiled once.
Yeah.
It was, and she was like, let's get Joe and Michelle back here together, and made them like sit together in front of them. And there, she was like, I like the way this looks. And I was like, it looks so weird.
At least somebody talked. Nobody that family. I think they're all just like, ugh, cameras.
Right.
And then we get to Nate's date, and I was like, this is where the family drama is going to be, because it's the last date. And they hung out in the park.
We went over that. They just walked out of a park.
Which is like, honestly, dream date. I love walking.
Yeah. And they went swimming. Boating or paddleboarding.
That's right. Which again, dream date. I love.
And she made fun of him for using his same boxers from the one-on-one.
Yes.
Which was cute.
Why
do I need more than one pair of boxers?
Yeah. As long as they're clean.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Michelle, I had to fight the urge to buy a swimsuit at Target today because they were 30% to 70% off. And I was like, you already have a swimsuit and you went swimming like 3 times last year. So stop it. Don't.
I know.
You know what? I would buy another swimsuit if I like ever was a jet setter who like went to hotels often and was like swimming around.
Mm-hmm.
Someday.
But you're not. So yeah, someday.
I'm not like Amanda. I don't get to just fly around the country in cold Sweden.
I know. The life she lives. Whatever.
Little jet setting baby. I really like her TikTok though. It cracks me up. She's so quirky. I never knew how quirky she was. So quirky.
I know. She's like Nate. Maybe Nate's like Amanda underneath.
Right.
Because she's also silent and weird when you first meet her. And then you get to know her and then you're just like, ugh.
Wow. Sisterly love. Jesus.
I'm sorry, Amanda.
No wonder you guys are so mean to each other. Lord.
Anyway.
Moving on.
So we meet Nate's family, and we meet his mom, his stepdad, and his sister, right?
I don't remember.
What do you mean? I can't remember who else.
No, it was I think it was just the mom and stepdad. I don't think there was another person involved.
Okay, well, the most important person is Charlie.
Charles. Oh my god.
He had a lot to say. Yes. And I think it's fair. He was like, I don't know if Nate's ready because he brought up some good points about like there's a difference between being in love and being married.
Yes.
Like, and if it's also your first time
being in love is like it feels like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just so exciting. But then it's like, do you actually know how to have a serious relationship? Or are you like you need to have like, some trial runs?
Is he more in love with the feeling of being in love, or is he in love with Michelle?
Which is so weird to me because he seems like such a mature guy. And I'm just like, was he a player before and just hadn't really taken the time to invest in a relationship? Because like there's no way dude wasn't getting laid.
Listen, a lot of hot people have trouble.
Fair enough. I cannot relate. I'm hot and I got laid constantly. Just kidding.
I know. It's true.
But no, I mean, yeah, bro could get tons of ladies if he wanted to. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, is it like a I've just been putting it off kind of thing? Or is it like a I just didn't put myself in the position to be in a relationship? I'm very curious about his backstory in dating if he hasn't really ever gone that far, you know?
Yeah. But Michelle seems to really like him because she's like, I'm worried that like he's not ready for what I want. And then.
Which surprises me because I feel like I felt like Michelle would be like, I am if it's there's no engagement, then I'll be fine.
I know.
He's so sensible.
But here's the other thing that I feel like could push Nate over the edge of maybe taking it home. Because he has this conversation with Charles.
Yes.
And it's the first time they tell each other that they love each other, which is really, really sweet. And again, watching Nate have this conversation with his stepdad, I was like, is this me with my dad? A little bit sometimes.
Do you want to tell your dad you love him right now? Since he listens.
I'm going to see him in a few weeks. I can tell him then.
Okay, good.
Yeah, my dad who listens to podcasts at all. but the whole bit where I was just listen. Like he's like, I know I don't say it enough, but like, I love you. I'm so proud of you, blah, 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 blah. And my dad, I feel like has said that to me multiple times.
Yeah.
But it was a good thing. I think the reason I don't think Nate is going to win though, is because ultimately this is going to be like a story about his journey of like emotional maturity. But
because like that moment meant so much to him.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't really about him and Michelle any longer, you know?
But his willingness to be open and vulnerable with Michelle is making him more comfortable and wanting to be that way with other people.
True.
And knowing that you can bring that out in somebody else and make them want to change that way is also a very intoxicating and attractive quality. If someone's like, thank you for helping me like get to this place where I can be like this. Like, you're just like, me?
I did it.
Oh,
I'm the therapist. Okay. Mommy therapist.
I can fix him. Okay.
I can fix the men. I can fix all the men. Okay. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
I still hold on to my belief that Joe will win, but it's actually a really close.
You know what?
Call.
F it. Brandon's winning. What's up? Get out. I don't even care. I'm going to say it. I want to be the one that calls the freaking underdog, and not even that much of an underdog, because getting to the rose ceremony, he was gone first.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about it, because then the whole time she's like, oh, I have these doubts. What if Nate doesn't want to get
right?
Blah, blah, blah. And then Serena and Bree showed up.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
To remind people that they exist.
Truth.
And it also does to speak, I guess, to the kinds of friendships you do make on this show. Because all those dudes, yeah, whenever they all hug each other, like, I love you, man.
Yeah, like, they're, like, in love with each other. And, like, I'm like, you all were dating the same person. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, should people date their friends as significant others? Is that, like, a thing? Just kidding. they should not. I'm not putting really my boyfriend on the market. He's off.
Fine. Fine. You're monogamous, you.
Monogamous.
But I don't, what if Brandon wins? Because here's the thing. He is not holding anything back. Michelle knows exactly what he's thinking. She likes him.
I think he looks like a baby. But
that's the thing. I was like, Michelle, why are you
into this 24-year-old? That's my biggest hang up. I'm just like, you look like you're 12.
But he's 27.
He's 27. And she's what, 30?
No, she's like 28, 29, I think.
Okay, so they literally are like almost the same age, but I just look at him and I'm like, no, he's 22. Get out.
Exactly.
He's like, a baby.
I don't know.
I can't take him seriously.
I don't know. Maybe, oh my God, maybe Nate gets knocked out after the fantasy rose, because maybe she just realizes she's just really, really, really attracted to him this whole time. And that's all it was.
Maybe he's also not. Nat doesn't perform well in the bedroom. No, she's gonna straight up like pull out the tax information. I don't even know that she's like not gonna be fooling around that much, I bet.
No.
She's gonna be like, okay, now listen up, buddy. Now that the cameras are gone, listen the fuck up. This is how my household runs. Slap, slap.
And they're like, yes.
They're like, okay, I'd do anything for you.
But so we get to the rose ceremony, and the order is Brandon, Joe, or Brandon, Nate, Joe. I was shook. Joe's name wasn't even called first. I was like, wait, maybe I don't know what's going on.
I was like, literally, and then I was like, okay, and next will be Joe, and then Nate got called, and I was like, oh, well, I kind of knew Rodney would leave, but I just didn't expect that order either, so it just threw me off, because I was like, wait, what?
I know.
Would she? Would she?
Yeah.
It's like, do I know anything?
I could see Rodney being on the next season of VIP, though.
Oh, 100%. Honestly, he'd probably make a decent, he'd probably make a really good bachelor, too.
He would, actually. That's true.
So,
bro,
of the remaining so dudes, cute. I know, obviously, I don't know who's going to win, but of those four dudes, I'm kind of feeling like they're going to, if they're doing this whole stupid two bachelorettes, which honestly, at this point, I'm happy about because I don't have any interest in watching Clayton's season, but, but yeah, they're going to, who do you think of those top four would be the best, would be someone you would want to watch on TV?
I guess Rodney.
Rodney because, would be fun, right?
Yeah. Because like you said, Brandon, I'm just like, I also, he's so into Michelle. Like, I don't think he would do well with that type of role. I think Joe hates being on TV.
Not good at it either. It is a skill.
And I think Nate probably really isn't ultimately ready.
No, I don't think Nate's ready, but they might put him on as like a storyline.
I mean, they had Pilot Pete as a bachelor. So,
God.
Like.
God. Also, have you seen the promos for Clayton's season?
No.
It literally just. He just looks so much like Colton. It grosses me out.
They're trying to. I swear to God, they're trying to redo the whole Colton thing over again.
Also.
If he jumps over a wall.
Did you hear about Colton's freaking documentary, garbage, stupid, dumb thing? He has like a Netflix series.
Ugh.
Right? So gross. It's about like him discovering himself and all that. And I'm like, get the fuck out. Like, what a gross thing to be like, so I'm gay now. And then like your agent's like, you want to document that? You want us to film you going on dates with dudes? Like, how sad do you have to be as a human to be like, let me publicize and monetize my sexual self-discovery?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him. I will not be watching that stupid, dumb documentary. He does not get to be the face of gay men for America. You're a horrible man.
No.
Go away. Nobody's interested.
Not here for it.
Was never here for it. Get the fuck out. But no, Clayton just feels like they're very much branding him the same way they did Colton. And I'm just, I'm so not interested.
I hope he's more sane and I hope there's less fighting between the women.
Oh, not a chance. I watched the promo. It like literally 90% of the promo was angry, skinny white bitches screaming at each other and crying.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no chance. We are in for a time and a half.
Great. Great. Yes. We just had a great season of watching all these men open up emotionally, watching Michelle handle it all with class and grace. Great. Can't wait.
Can't wait for the tomfoolery.
Okay. Who do you think's winning? Do you think Brandon?
I said Brandon. I'm sticking.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great.
Official pick, Joe. Joe and Brandon. That's our official picks. Great.
Wow. So this next week, the next episode we're going to have to talk about is the men tell all.
Yes, that is what's happening this week.
Annoying. Great. Ooh. Can't wait. Can't wait to see.
Can't wait for Jamie to defend himself yet again.
I can't wait to have to watch him on my screen for any amount of time.
So excited.
Great. Can't wait. So stoked. But I think that's it.
Yeah, you want to plug yourself up, little beeb? You're leaking.
Okay. Stop.
You're leaking.
I worked really, really hard to not.
So, I'm sorry. Okay. You're breaking up a little bit, too. Is she here?
You can follow on Instagram. I know. No. Hello? Okay.
Yes, no, you're back, I think.
Should I try again?
No, there you are. Okay, Jordan's back, y'all. Woo, give her a round of applause.
Okay, let's finish this before I cut out. You can follow me on Instagram at nofucksnux, NOFUKZNUKZ. You can listen to my other podcast, Late to the Game. It's a Game of Thrones podcast. And you can follow that on Instagram at LTTG. _pod. Yeah. Jasmine, what about you?
My name is Jasmine Sherman. You can find me on Instagram at the real Jasmine Sherman, because so many people are trying to impersonate me constantly. People stealing my name. I had to do one. You know, I'm verified, so verified. Link in my bio. Go follow my theater production company at Miscast Productions with two S's, MISSCAST Productions. Other than that, just be on the lookout. Follow me so that you can see my new film projects coming out sometime, I think soon, maybe, who knows? What do I know? What do I know? But yeah, what do you think, Jordan? No, did you accept this episode? I always forget.
I'll accept this one. If you're offering it to me, I'll take it.
Yeah, I give it to you for $20. You want to Venmo me, baby?
Yeah, when I get paid, I'll Venmo you.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. Thanks, babe. So
okay.
I'm going to buy some dinner with that. That'll be great. We love y'all. Thank you so much for being loyal listeners. Y'all the best. And thanks for coming on this journey with us. We'll see y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.